that you do not want to miss this. And that's because we are going to use some donuts to help us think about our true story from the Bible today. We're going to look at the next bit of Isaiah, at the book we have been working through. And we hear God's special message. Josie, could you come and help me, please? Here's our first one. Here is our first donut. You just need to hold that for me. Thank you very much. Here is our first donut. Here, let's start a recap of Isaiah so far. Can anyone tell me what they see in this donut? It's got sprinkles. It looks a bit fancy, but it's got... We're going to look at verses 6 and 7 in a bit. I know your game. It's got a hole in the middle. How does that help us? You see, as Isaiah has been telling us God's true story about the world, for all of the wonderful things in it, he says there's something missing. Do you remember back in chapter 9? He just said that our lives can sometimes be like we are walking in darkness. And then chapter 10 shows us how people who walk in darkness often start to treat other people in dark ways. It talks about making life hard for people. About being unkind and unfair, ignoring God and ignoring each other. Now we can try and fill our lives with good things. Maybe nice clothes, maybe money and friends and fun. We can take all kind of good advice from people about choosing the right job to do. When they tell us we're great, not to worry. There can be lots of things that are brilliant. But God says there is often something missing right at the whole of our lives. That there is a gap in the middle, and, well, the Bible says only Jesus can fill it. Here's where our ring donut helps us. There is something missing without Jesus. Now, grown-ups, kids, if you've got one of our server sheets, on the back there, you will see there's some missing words. Here's the first one for you. The ring donut. There's something missing without Jesus. No matter how good life might look, without Jesus, without knowing him as our Saviour and our King, there is something missing. Now, that sounds like bad news. So do you want to know the good news? The good news is that although the bad news is true news, it's not God's only news for us. This is you.
Don't you never guess what I found.
What have you found, Josie? What have you found?
This one.
Yep. We should do a script. What have you found?
I found this. This is the best donut of this one. This was at the bottom of Tom's bag, everybody, this donut. Now, there was another donut, so this is it, and this one is just so amazing, this one, Tom, this one. But that's,
Here's the real life version. Doesn't this look good?
That does look good.
Doesn't it look good?
Yeah.
Archie, does it look good?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nova, does this look good?
You can see. Can I sniff it?
No, I'm tempted to. I've got four. I'm so pleased you found it though, because this explains the next bit of our true story. Do you think you could read it for us? If I put it on the screen, could you read it to the boys and girls and mums and dads and grown-ups?
Yes, I will read it.
Here we go.
And it says, boys and girls, a branch will grow from the stump of a tree that was cut down. A new king will come from the family of Jesse. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon that king and give him wisdom, understanding, guidance and power. This king will love to obey the Lord. And then it says another part. Then wolves will live in peace. to rest with goats. Calves, lions, and young bulls will eat together, and the little child will lead them. They will not hurt or destroy each other on all my holy mountain. The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the sea is full of water. Wow. That sounds really amazing, doesn't it? But Tom, how does our donut help us understand all of this?
Well, boys and girls, let's have a think, shall we? You see, this donut is amazing, but do you know, for all of the yumminess, that the best bit isn't actually on the outside, it's in the middle. You see, this donut is packed full of yummy goodness. When you bite into it, it's there just waiting for you. But the middle is the joy of the donut. It's what you're looking forward to when you bite in. Now, this one's got some lemon curd in it. We've got some through here with caramel and custard and jam in them. The bit in the middle is the best bit you're looking forward to when you bite the donut. Now, do you see that's what our true story is about as well? God is speaking to his people. He's encouraging them to keep going. He's saying, keep following King Jesus. Keep loving and sharing him, because the best is yet to come. There's our second missing phrase. The filled donut reminds us that the best is yet to come. It's not just on the outside, it's in the middle. But did you hear the words Josie read? Isaiah describes God's people as being a bit like a dead tree stump. God's people have put their hope in a rescuer coming from King David's line, but while the kings kept on failing, it looked like someone had taken an axe to the tree and chopped their hopes down. And yet from this seemingly dead tree stump, there starts to come from hope. It always reminds me of this tree at Clumber Park. If you've ever been there and done the loop, you come to this point and it is a dead tree stump. It is rotten away, it is battered, it looks dead and hopeless. And yet, out of that tree stump, a new tree has come up, a new life has come from the place of death. That is God's promise. That the best is yet to come. That's what he's telling his people. The best is yet to come. The good news for us is that was true for God's people in the first place. As I was writing, they say, Jesus is going to come. We live, and he's already been. And yet, the message is still the same. The best is still to come, because King Jesus will come back. He will fill his world with peace. He will be the perfect king who will rule and make our world like paradise. And pain and suffering will be gone. Fighting and wars will be done. It will be like a new creation, when even the scariest things will be utterly safe. It'll be better than the best holiday, the best donut you have. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Really, it does sound incredible, doesn't it? I think I need to give my brain a chance to catch up. So how about we sing another song? This one helps us to remember God's true story again. And it's called He Will Keep You by City of Light. Shall we stand if you're able?
Friends, do please jump up and we will sing this together.
Secret bag. Have a look at this.
Oh, good, Joseph. I guess it's not such a secret bag anymore now that you have found it. But, well, can you see what it says on the front, boys and girls? An amazing multi-pack made for sharing again. And here is our real-life version. That's got, you see, one of the great things about donuts is they often come in packs. They are made to share with your you see, here's our third donor. It helps us to remember that we must share God's news today. Excuse me one second, Ryan. Thank you so much. I need mothering, thank you. We must share this news today. Just like we share food at harvest, God says that we should share his good news all the time. Joseph, why don't you read the next bit of our true story? Verses. Let me explain. Now, think about our donuts again. Imagine that your life is a big donut. Have a think about it. Who are the different... Well, what are some of the different things you do with your life? How do you spend your time each week? Maybe you spend it at school with your friends. Maybe you have a football team or a dance club. Maybe you have to go to work like the grown-ups. Or maybe you have a forever holiday like those who've retired.
See, that's how it works anyway.
Yeah, that's how it works.
But you see, all of us have lives that are full of different things where we meet loads of different people. We see people as we go to school. We see the people we live with. We see the people who sit next to us on the bus or we walk the dog past. Do you know, each of those people are people that God has given you to love. Each of the people you meet are people God has put in your life to help you and that you might help them. God promises the best is yet to come, that King Jesus will come back and make the world perfect. And he really wants everyone to be there. Isaiah describes this new king in verse 11. He says it's like he's holding up this banner, inviting people to come back. To come back before it's too late. You see, as a Christian, I believe that only knowing and trusting King Jesus can fill the hole in our lives. Only Jesus can answer the biggest questions that you have. Only Jesus can make sense of the world. Only Jesus can transform our lives. And our friends, well, they need to hear that good news again. They need to hear God's good words, the good words about King Jesus. We're going to watch a little video that helps us to understand that a little bit. Have a look at the screen. You might have met this character before.
I'm a very rare bear. There are many of us left.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I would probably just sleep over there in that bin.
That's the spirit. Anyway.
Why don't we find you some help?
Oh, yes, please. If you're sure it's no trouble.
Of course it isn't. Is it, darling?
Not at all.
Now, if you've seen the film, well, you'll know Paddington's alone at the station when Mrs. Brown invited him into their lives, into their home. They shared everything with them. Their food, their bathroom, their clothes, their toothbrushes. He became part of their family. How does that help us? Well, have a think about our big pack of donuts again. God has put people in our lives to share with. People around us, people we play sport with, people we stand next to, people around us, we need to know his love. And you and I can show them God's love by listening, by being kind, by helping out, by asking how they're doing. By sharing the transforming love of Jesus, or offering to stray when they are struggling, we can show them God's faithfulness by sticking with them when life is hard. And we can show them that God loves messy, imperfect people like me and like us. By being honest about our lives, and we can show them what Jesus welcomed by inviting them into this church where they discover that transforming love of Jesus. For themselves. That's Paddington's story. Let me tell you another story as well. It's about a Scottish pastor called John Harper. You see, John Harper, he was on the Titanic when it began to sink. He was there with his sister and his daughter, so he immediately made sure that they got on a lifeboat. There was no room for him, so he jumped in the water with a lifeboat. But while he was in the water, he came across another man without one. So he said to this man, do you know Jesus? The guy said, no. So John Harper gave him his life ring. He said, I know exactly where I'm going. I want you to know that too. And so he told him the good news of God's offer of rescue for Jesus. And then John Harper disappeared beneath the water. 5 years later, there was a gathering of the survivors of the Titanic, and this man stood up and he said, John Harper gave up his life so that I might come to know Jesus. I have put my trust in him as a result. You see, John Harper understood Isaiah chapter 11. He understood the whole gospel message. And when we do as well, it radically changes our lives. Because of Jesus, we know where we're going. Because he rose from the dead, we know that we will too. And it starts to shift everything that I value. Do you know this harvest? God reminds us that we have friends and neighbours and family and classmates. People who God made, people he loves, people he sent Jesus to die for, and we can even use donuts to remember there is something missing without Jesus. The best is yet to come, and so, well, we must share this good news today. We're going to give you a chance to think about that. If you've got one of our church family newsfeeds, you'll see there is a donut there. And there's an invitation to write or draw in it the different people you know, at the different places you meet them, to think about who are the people God has put in your life, who are the people you could share his good news with. We're going to put some music on the background. We're going to take 4 minutes. So just take a bit of time. Who has God put in your life? You can write or draw them on there. Kids, you can get stuck in as well if you want to. And we're going to play some music in the background. Let me give you that one back.